Every big thing starts small. It's a natural law. Every big multinational corporation was once a small business. Welcome to the Small Starter Business Podcast, a unique podcast for practical tips and advice to help you start, grow, or turn around your business. Welcome to another interesting episode of the Small Starter Business Podcast. I am your host, as usual, John Paul Iwoha. The topic of today's episode is very exciting, and it's about a question I get very commonly from clients, from students, and it's this: should I give away free samples of my products? Now, this is a very natural question to ask, especially when you feel like the value equation is not balanced. A lot of people in business do not feel comfortable giving away their products or services for free, especially when the understanding is that you're supposed to make money from this thing. So why should you give them away for free? So I'll just cut to the chase and answer this question. And the direct answer is that yes, it's a very powerful sales strategy if you use it well. If you give away free samples of your product and you do it the right way, it can be a very powerful sales strategy. And the rest of this episode will be committed to showing you how to do it the right way. But before I go ahead, like you know, if you're a frequent listener to this podcast, I like to go into the breakdown so that you understand the problem. And even if it's reframed in your own business in a very different way, because you understand the problem, you are going to be able to attack it from a new direction. So I'm going to start by explaining why free stuff works, why you have to do it. I'm not just telling you to do it. I want you to understand why you have to do it. And there are five major reasons why free stuff, giving away stuff for free, works. The very first reason is that it reverses the risk. Now, when you ask somebody to pay money before they can get something, it's already a risk for them. If it's a new product or a service, they haven't tested it before, they are taking a risk by paying their money to get this stuff. But when you give away that product or service as a sample for free, you remove that risk of payment. You remove the obstacle and the pain of paying for something before they can actually get it and try it and see if they like it. So reversing the risk is one major reason why free stuff works. The second reason is that giving away stuff for free breaks human habits. Let me explain. Now, most people naturally are hesitant to try unfamiliar things. Most people are suspicious of things they don't know. They are suspicious of things they see for the first time. So, and that's just human nature. We're creatures of habit. We stick to what we know. We stick to what we like. We stick to what we trust. But when you're a new product on the market or you're a new business on the market, nobody knows you and they can't just trust you. But when you give away stuff for free, you give an opportunity for that person to break that habit and then try you out. And you know, it's also very common that if you're coming into a market where there already exists other products or services, it's not unnatural to imagine that some of the people you'll be approaching to be your customers may already be loyal to another brand. They might be loyal to another brand, another product, another service. And when somebody's already loyal to something else and you're asking them to pay money to try yours, you know, it's very difficult for people sometimes, and it's almost impossible for them to break that loyalty. But when you offer a sample of your product for free, then you provide a risk-free way for them to break their loyalty and, you know, more or less try something new. The third reason why free stuff works is that it gives you an opportunity to prove yourself. So like I just mentioned, people are suspicious of new stuff. We like to stick with things we know, things we like, things we trust. Now, but if you're a new kid on the block, you're a new product on the market, giving your samples for free gives you an opportunity to demonstrate your value, the value of your product, the quality of your product. It allows you to showcase your abilities to potential customers. And more or less, you're able to do this because they don't have to pay money to see what you can do. You're giving them an opportunity to see what you can do. You're able to demonstrate value in advance, and you're able to see that without paying any money. In fact, it's easier to demonstrate your value when the person hasn't paid anything because there's no obstacle. So that's a very solid reason why it works. It's an opportunity to prove yourself. Another important reason why free stuff works is that you get important feedback. And this is very, very critical, especially for businesses that are new, especially for startup businesses, or even a mature business that is trying to introduce a new product or a new service into the market. Now, when you give away stuff for free, it allows you to gain insights and reactions to your product. You know, so you give away a free sample of your product, you're able to get feedback, you're able to ask questions, you're able to find out what they like and what they don't like about it. You are able to find out if they are going to be willing to pay for it, how much they're going to be willing to pay for it, the influence on pricing on that product, and a lot of interesting things you can get just by giving away those samples for free. And the importance of getting this feedback is that it helps you to validate the assumptions you made when you were creating that product, when you were thinking about that business, when you were developing that service. Every single product that's created, every business that's started, every service that's available on the market is based on an assumption. So when you finally allow the market to taste what you have, it allows you to validate those assumptions and find out if you were right or wrong. And if you were wrong in some aspects, it gives you the opportunity to correct your course. Of course, another benefit of getting market feedback is that you can avoid expensive mistakes. You know, if you just introduce a product into the market and just ask people to buy, you know, without getting their feedback, without getting their reactions, if that product is a flop, it's going to be a very expensive mistake. So allowing people to sample your product beforehand allows you to more or less identify those areas of trouble so you can avoid expensive mistakes. Of course, the fifth reason why free stuff works is that you can use it to get testimonials and case studies of your product. So there are sometimes I have students who tell me, I'm new to this business, I'm not able to sell because people are asking me, who else have you worked before? Who are your clients? What's your client base? And people are saying, you know, I haven't sold any products. So how can I get testimonials? This is one way you can get it. When you give free samples of your product, the people like it, and they're giving good reactions to it, that's already a testimonial right there. When you give a testimonial, nobody asks you, did this customer pay? No, it's a testimonial from somebody who has used your product. Whether they paid for it or not is a different matter. So this is one interesting way, it's one effective way you can get testimonials and case studies of your product that you can use to sell to other people and say, you know, these are the things that people are saying about my product. These people have used my product. These are the things they are saying. This is the way my product is solving problems. This is the way my product is meeting the needs of people. And these are real life people. They've used the product. These are the things they are saying. So it helps you to build social proof that you can use to sell your product later in the future. So now that I've looked at the five reasons why free stuff works, just to reiterate so you don't forget this, the first is that it reverses the risk because it removes the obstacle and pain of paying for your product before people can use it and try it. The second is that it breaks human habits. People are suspicious of things that they haven't used before, of things that they don't know. You know, so but when you offer a product for free, it helps them to break that habit. It also helps to break a loyalty they may have to an existing brand and allows them to taste your product without risking anything. The third reason is that it's an opportunity for you to prove yourself. So you're able to demonstrate the value of your product, the superiority of your product, your ability of what you can do to customers in advance. The fourth is that you can get very important feedback from the market when you give away your samples for free, especially if it's a new business or a new product. And then the fifth is that it's an easy way to get testimonials and case studies that you can use in your sales process to sell to people in the future. So now that we've covered why free stuff works, let's now get down to brass tacks. Let's look at the strategies for giving away free samples of your product. If you remember in the beginning, I said giving away stuff for free works, but you have to do it the right way. You have to do it the right way. So I'm now going to share with you four key ways it's done in the market, how successful companies and successful brands use free stuff, use free samples of their product to improve their sales, get more customers, and grow their business. So of the four strategies, the first is limited product. And what limited product means is that you give away a small quantity of your product for free. So your product, you just give away a small quantity of it for free. So an example would be a taster. It's very common when you go to the mall, to supermarkets and things like that, and there's a new product on the market, especially a wine or a perfume or a food product. They are usually smaller quantities. They're usually very small quantities, shots that are given to people who are passing by to taste the product, just so that you have a taste. So it's not like a big cup or something. It's just you're giving people a taste so that they can see how this product is different, what it feels like, what it tastes like, what it smells like. That's for products. For a product, you can give a small quantity. For services, you can give away things like, for example, the introduction part of a training program. So you have a full curriculum for a training program, and then, you know, you're asking people to pay for it. One way you can do it is to give away a teaser. You can give away a teaser, maybe the introduction part or the first part, the first module in the course, so that people see what it feels like to participate in the course. It could also be more or less a small scope of a consulting service. So you just give away a small part of the consulting so that the client has a taste for what you can do, what it feels like to work with you, and things like that. You also have people who are in the cosmetic makeup artists, for example. So more or less you could do like what, finger painting, or you could just work on one part of the face. It could be the eyes, the lips, so that the person has a taste for what you can do. The person has a taste of the quality of your service, the kind of value you provide. So you're giving away the product, but just a small quantity of it. So limited product is one strategy. The second strategy is limited time. And this can be a very effective strategy because you give access to your product, your full product, for a limited time. So the person can use it and can test it. Now, this the limited time strategy works well for products that cannot be copied or exhausted during the trial period. So you could give somebody a 3-day trial, 7-day trial, 14-day trial. I've even seen companies give up to a 30-day trial. So you're giving the product to the customer, to the potential customer, and you're asking them to use it and try it so that they can have a feel for it. So this the limited time strategy works well for subscription products and services that people need on an ongoing basis. So an example would be software, apps, a gym membership, belonging to a club, and stuff like that. So one common example I see is Netflix. I think Netflix gives a 7-day free trial to the platform, to their site. So you can watch as many movies as you want within that 7-day period. And for that 7-day period, you don't pay anything. It's free. So if you like the service, by the end of the 7th day, then they charge you for it. But, you know, if you're not willing to go ahead, you can cancel. But that gives you an interesting way to have a feeling for what it is like to consume that service, to use that product. So it's a very powerful strategy, the limited time strategy. The third strategy is the limited use strategy. Limited use. So what limited use means is that you give access to a basic version of your product or service. So you're not giving access to the full product. You're giving access to a basic version, and it's for as long as the person wants to use it. There's no limitation on time, but it's like a basic version of your product. It doesn't have all the features. It doesn't have all the bells and whistles. And, you know, the potential customer can use some features, but then if they want to use other features or advanced features, then they have to pay. So what this does is it gives them a feel for what the product can do and what it feels like to use the product or the service. It gives them a feel for the experience, and it's just the basic stuff. So if they like the basic stuff and they want to step up, then they have to pay. So that's what limited use does. So the limited use strategy works well for tiered products and services, like software, where you have a basic, then standard and premium or an advanced. I've seen tiers like professional or enterprise. I've seen single user. Then if you have a dozen users, and then if you have over 100 users. So there are different ways that this product tier it. But essentially, you come into a basic package, which is limited in functionality. And then if you want to do more with the product, you have to upgrade. So there are many apps. One common example, there are many apps and games on your phone, on your mobile phone, that use this strategy. It's limited use. You can play the game, you can get entertainment, you can use the app, but there are certain things you can't do with the app, except you want to use the advanced features. And to use the advanced features, you have to pay something. So you could buy points or pay for a subscription or something. So these are very interesting ways. In fact, the app I use to record my podcast is like this. It's a free app. I downloaded it on my phone, but there are certain things I can't do with it, except I become an advanced user. And to become an advanced user, I have to subscribe to the service. So that's exactly how limited use works. The next strategy is limited order. And the interesting thing about the limited order strategy is that you actually give away the first order of the product for free. So the first, if it's a product or a service, the very first order that the customer makes, you deliver for free. It's not paid for by the customer. But then the subsequent orders will be paid for. Now, what this does is that it allows potential customers to experience what it feels like to be a customer without paying for it, because they get the full service or the full product that a customer gets when they pay for it. But it's just that this time is their first order and they are not paying for it. So they enjoy all the benefits of being a customer, except that they don't pay for it. But that just happens for the first order. If they want to order again or make future orders, they have to pay for it. Now, this works well for a range of products and services like food products, restaurants, personal services like hairdressers or barbershops. So I can imagine you offer the first haircut for free, or you offer the first hairdo for free. You know, so that's one way. And one successful company that uses this quite well that I've noticed is Uber. So there's always this promo that Uber runs. When you refer a friend or a customer, their first ride on Uber is free. Now, what this does is that it allows the person to experience the Uber service. It allows the person to get a feel for what it is like to ride in an Uber. And that first order is free. But then if they want to use Uber after that first order, they start to pay for it. So what this does is that it helps to draw people in. It helps to absorb people into your product. They feel like a customer the first time without taking the risk of that experience, which is like paying you. So because it's free, they feel like a customer, and it's likely they might want to use you a second time. And then from that second time, you can start to ask them to pay for it. So this is very important. I just explained the four strategies that successful companies and brands use to give away samples of their products as an effective sales strategy. Using these strategies actually help you to grow your sales, to attract more customers and grow the business. Remember, the first one is limited product. The second is limited time. The third is limited use. And the fourth is limited order. Now, I want to talk a bit about things to watch out for when you give away free samples of your product. Like I said, there's a right way and a wrong way to do it. If you do it the wrong way, people are going to take advantage of you, and it's really not going to help your sales. And at the end of the day, you're going to feel used. So one of the things I need you to watch out for is that you need to target people who fit your customer profile. You are not just giving away free samples of your product to random people. It's actually a targeted strategy. You have to target people who look like your customers. You have to target people who more or less are similar to the kinds of people that will buy your product. And that's because they either have the need or the problem or your want your product is based on. So if your product solves a particular problem, when you're going to give away free samples of your product, you need to target people who have the kind of problem that your product can solve. Essentially, you need to target relevant people. If your product fulfills a need in the market, you need to target people who have that need. Those are the people you target for free samples. That's one thing. The second thing is you have to target people who can pay. So, of course, your target customer profile is somebody who has the need or the problem your product can solve and has the ability to pay for it. So when you're giving away stuff for free, you give it to these kinds of people. People who have that need that your product can meet and people who can pay for it. They need to fulfill those two criteria. So it's very important. You have to target people who fit your customer profile. If you target random people, if you just target strangers, they don't have any need for your product. So they are going to consume the free stuff, but they don't have any incentive or motivation to buy your main product. They don't have any incentive to be your customer because they don't have the problem your product can solve, and they might not even be able to afford it. So it's very important you target people who fit your customer profile. The second thing you need to watch out for is that you don't give away stuff that is not related to your product. So let me explain. When you give away a free sample of your product, or you give away free samples, it needs to connect to a future sale. You are giving somebody a teaser, a taste. It's like a tip of the iceberg for that person. So it needs to connect to something you want to sell to that person in the future. And it should be such that a person who likes the free stuff should want the main product. That's the idea. That's the logic. If somebody likes the free stuff, it should be likely that they will like the main product. So I say this because there are people who, in their bid to more or less do giveaways. I see somebody, for example, who is in the hairdressing business, and they're giving away free laptops, free iPads, a free phone. I've even seen some companies, maybe, for example, you're in the consulting business, for SMEs, or maybe you're an auditing firm and you're trying to give away what now? A car? You know, so those are not really related items. You're giving away something that's flashy and attractive, but it's not connected in any way to the product you actually sell. There's no guarantee that if you give me a free phone, for example, I would want to become a client to your auditing firm. I may not require auditing services. I may not even have a business that you can come audit. So the freebie you give out should be related to what you actually sell for this to work. Now, there can be situations where, yes, you can give away stuff that's unrelated, especially if you're trying to build loyalty, but that is with your existing customers. So you already have these customers and you're trying to build their loyalty and their engagement. Then you can give away stuff that may be unrelated. It can be a phone, it can be a free trip to Dubai or somewhere exotic in Africa, you know, things like that. So if they're already your customers and you're trying to strengthen the loyalty they have to your brand, or you're trying to increase their engagement, you can do unrelated stuff. But for the purpose of giving away free samples of your product to improve sales, especially when you're dealing with strangers, people who are not yet your customers, then the freebie you give away has to be connected to the product you actually sell. The third thing I want you to watch out for is that the window should be limited. You can't just give away free stuff in eternity. It's not a benefit they should be able to enjoy forever. It has to have a definite beginning and an end. So, and that's important because there are two important forces that work in your favor when you give away free samples of your product. The first one is scarcity. So you give them, if for example, you are using the limited product strategy, you're giving somebody a small quantity of your product. Now, what that means is that when they consume that small quantity, they are likely to want more, but then it is scarce. They can't have another free taster. They have to buy. So scarcity can work in your favor. So when somebody likes what you're giving them for free, when they like it, that scarcity element is there. If they want more, they have to pay for it. And then there's the urgency factor, especially when you use maybe limited time. You're giving somebody 7 days to try your product, or you're giving them 3 days or 21 days to try your product. That's a definite beginning and an end. It forces them to actually use the product before the free period, before the trial period expires. Now, imagine if you're going on a sales call and you give a customer a sample of your product and you tell them, when you have the time, please look at this product. People never have the time. We live in a very busy world, a world that is full of distractions. You know, that person may never really try out that your product because there's no deadline. But when there's a deadline, they know they have 7 days to try this product or 14 days to try this product. The sense of urgency kicks in and then it works in your favor. Then the other thing I want you to look out for is not to give away too much. And It's a question I get often from students and clients when we discuss this kind of strategy. And usually this strategy comes up when, for example, I'm discussing with a client or one of our members about how to introduce a new product into the market, or I'm helping them craft their sales strategy, or they are trying to reintroduce a product into the market and then I'm giving them advice on how we can move. These are some of the areas we explore. But one common question that comes up is that, how do you make sure you don't give away too much of the product? Now, it's a very delicate balance. And rather than tell you what to do and what not to do, let me just give you an idea of what the logic is here. The logic of giving away samples of your product is to get the person hooked. You want to get them hooked. You want to give them enough to get them interested, but not too much that they don't need you anymore. So that's the whole idea. You have to get them hooked. And from every business is different. I can't really tell you how much is enough to get somebody hooked. You know your business better than I do. So it's very likely that when you get to that point, you are going to know, you are going to feel it. So the logic is to give the person enough to get them hooked, to get them interested, but don't give them too much that they don't need you. And then another way too is to reduce the temptation or opportunity to exploit you during the free trial. So if during the free trial, they can more or less copy the entire product, or they can steal it or something, then all you've just done is you've opened the door for somebody to take something out of your business. So I'll use a personal example. One way I use free samples in my business is in our course area. So we have a library of courses. But then when you ask somebody to buy a course, maybe they're a stranger, maybe they are new to the small starter brand, maybe they've never heard of me before, and I'm asking them to pay money for a course. That's a high obstacle. So what I do is I give away the introduction parts of these courses for free. And if you're curious, you can check them out at smallstarter.com/courses. So I give away teasers of these courses for free. Sometimes it's the introduction module or the first chapter. And now we are in the age of the internet where you can, these days, if you're smart enough, you can download YouTube videos. You can download videos on the internet. So how do I make sure people don't steal this? And for me, the solution was a technology solution. It was more expensive, but I had to do it. So rather than use free video sharing platforms, the platform I use does not allow, it's not easy to download the videos on the internet. You can only watch it and rewatch it, but you can't download it. So that way I reduce the temptation and the opportunity to steal the free trial. And even if they steal the free trial, the way it's structured is the introduction parts tell you what you're going to get. It gives you examples. It pumps you up, motivates you, inspires you, makes you want the product. And it's designed that way. That's what the introduction part is. So essentially, you're not stealing much because I'm not giving you the details. I'm not telling you the how, but I'm getting you so excited that you want the product. So that's how it works. So you have to make sure that you don't give too much away. If not, if you give away too much, then there's really no reason for the person to buy and become a customer. So at this point, let's recap. I started this episode by talking about the 5 reasons why giving away free samples of your product actually work. It can be a powerful sales strategy if you do it well. The first reason is that it reverses the risk. Now, if a person is going to pay you money to buy a product they've never used before, that's a risk. But if you give it as a free sample, you remove the obstacle and the pain of taking that risk. The second reason is that giving away stuff for free breaks human habits. People are unwilling to try stuff they don't know or they don't trust. But when you give it away for free, you give them an opportunity more or less to try something they haven't tried before. And some of these people may already be loyal to a brand or to your competitor. Now, rather than, you know, more or less asking them to pay for it before they can test you, one way to break that loyalty or even to test that loyalty is to give them part of your product, a sample of it for free so that they can see what you're about. Another reason why free stuff works is that it gives you an opportunity to prove yourself in advance. So rather than asking people to pay before they can see what you can do, you can actually show them a part of what you can do for free before they actually pay you and become your customer. Another reason is that you can get very important feedback by giving away free samples of your product. You can see how the market reacts to it. You can see what they like and what they don't like. And this helps you to validate the assumptions you made when you were creating that business or creating that product. And it also helps you to avoid very expensive mistakes. And of course, the fifth reason why free stuff works is that you are able to get testimonials and case studies that you can use to sell to other people. You can show other people, essentially it's a form of social proof. You are able to show other people that these are what people are saying about my product. They've used it, they tried it, and they love it. Now, when you're showing somebody a testimonial, nobody asks you if that person actually paid for it. No. Essentially, giving away free samples of your product allows you to get testimonials and case studies from the market. Now, let's go on to the key strategies that I talked about. I talked about four key strategies for giving away your product. Like I said, it's only a powerful strategy if you use it well. And the four key ways that major brands use giveaways in their business is limited product, where you give away a small quantity of the product. There's limited time, where you give access to your product for a limited duration, for a trial period. It could be 3 days, 7 days, 30 days, or whatever period. There's limited use, where you give access to a basic, you give access to a basic version of your product. And then if the person wants additional features or advanced features, they have to become a customer. And then the fourth one is limited order, where the first order they make is for free, and that gives them the opportunity to experience what it is like to be a customer. But then every subsequent order they have to pay for. And then, I talked about things that you have to watch out for. The first is to target people who fit your customer profile. You don't just target random people. The second is to give away stuff that is related to your product. If you give away unrelated stuff, then you'll be breaking the chain between your free sample and the future sale you could possibly make. The third thing to look out for is that the window should be limited. When people have the opportunity to try free stuff, make sure there is a deadline. If not, people are going to procrastinate. And then, of course, the fourth thing I told you to watch out for is that you don't give away too much. You just give away enough to get the person hooked, but not too much that they don't need to buy your product or service. So at this point in the episode, there are four important things I need you to consider. The first is to join the Insiders Program. Now, these are practical, on the ground, important strategies that we craft inside the members area. So I've discussed this strategy with several different people, and you have no idea how much time, money, and stress I've saved many people just from discussing strategies like this. And this is exactly the benefit you get by having direct access to me as a member of our Insiders Program. The Insiders Program is a community of entrepreneurs who are building different kinds of businesses in several different countries. So we are there to learn, we network, we more or less collaborate, share ideas, cross-pollinate stuff. It's very exciting stuff. So if you love what you're learning from these podcast episodes, you're going to get much more as a member of the Insiders. And you're also going to get direct access, because the thing is that the advice I give is not generic. But then when you listen to them in this episode, and then maybe you have a question or your business is a bit different and you need to be more bespoke in the way you apply this strategy, then being a member can help you. So to check out the Insiders Program and join us and more or less see what we can do, check us out at smallstarter.com/insiders. Again, it's smallstarter.com/insiders. The second thing I need you to consider is to tell your friends about this podcast. This is high-grade information for entrepreneurs who are serious about building their businesses. This is practical stuff that works in the market. So if you love what you hear on this podcast, one very good way to more or less say thank you is to tell your friends about this podcast. You're getting this for free, so please share for free. The third thing I need you to consider is to subscribe to this podcast and leave a 5-star review. Now, a 5-star review helps other people find us on the podcast directories. So if somebody is looking for a podcast that discusses interesting stuff on entrepreneurship and business, giving us a 5-star review is a very good way to help them find us. And you can leave us a review at smallstarter.com/review. smallstarter.com/review. So it's been very exciting talking about this topic. It's a strategy that we see almost every day. People love free stuff. Most of the important services that we use these days are for free. Facebook is free. Most social media is free. Most things you use, your email, Your email. Yahoo doesn't charge you to use your email. Google doesn't charge you to use your email. Drive, if you use any form of online storage, those services, most parts, are free. And there are different strategies that these companies use. And it's not really, it's free for you, but they are still making money from it somehow. It's just that you're not paying in some cases. So it's important to see how you can apply these winning strategies to your business so that you too can tap into the benefits of giving away free samples of your product. And don't forget to check us out at smallstarter.com/insiders. I can't wait to welcome you as our newest member. See you in the next episode. Cheers.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Small Starter Business Podcast. To take our free business courses or join one of our signature programs for special entrepreneurs like you, head over to smallstarter.com to join our private community. See you inside.